All right, let's get on the same wavelength. Thinking of a number 1 through 10, and unless you get it right, I walk out of this door. I walk out of your life. You'll never see me again. You'll never hear from me again. And that's
really, it's too much of an ultimatum. It's a way too much of an ultimatum, right?
But if you do get it right, not only will I stay, not only will we record this video, but I'll Venmo you $500 a day for the rest of your life.
I don't want to do the video. I don't even want to guess because you know what? I want to guess wrong because I want you gone. I want you out of my life. I want you to leave the room. I want you to walk away from this partnership and never look back. The number's 8.
It was 8.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. We're back. Yeah, right. We're back. We're really back.
You're afraid to leave, but you want to be emotionally manipulative to me. Okay. Do you see how you do this? Okay, forget it.
Welcome back to a special episode of Jake and Amir Watch Jake and Amir, a web series in which we dissect a web series. I'm Amir.
Yeah, I'm Jake.
Special episode because we have two special guests. Again, this came from a not recommendation.
Not joining us today, right?
No,
not joining
no.
us now, but
yeah,
joining
God,
us now.
Yeah, this is a recommendation from Nick Russo in the Patreon. He recommended we watch Crush It with Gary Vaynerchuk and then Kobayashi with Kobayashi, two non-comedic actors, but guests that we were able to get nonetheless. What do you remember about the Gary V episode? He had a very popular like wine vlog at the time and he was friends with our bosses.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, let's do some sort of collab, even though it necessarily wasn't a great culture fit. We went on his wine show. We didn't know anything about wine. I was like 25, you were 22, and we discussed wine. I think it was a universally hated episode of his show. And then
yes,
he came on and did our show.
Right. It was almost like an exchange. Like was it a podcast? It was a wine.
It was like a video podcast.
A video podcast. It was a wine show. He was friends with our boss. He seemed cool. He was like this fucking crazy guy that had an insanely popular wine show. So we were like, yeah, what? Why should we not go on? We don't know anything about wine, but we want to. We want to get exposure.
And then,
but his audience hated us. I think,
yeah,
our audience at the very least didn't know anything about him. But what I do remember is that early on, Gary told us, he was like, you should be responding to every single comment. You have to get in there. It's like you're in a room and people are talking about you and you're not responding.
Right. So
I think he like
you took that lesson to heart. Like he changed kind of how we deal with online fandom.
Yeah, we tried to engage more and talk to people more. And when people were positive, we were like, "Yeah, this is cool." Reinforce positivity. And when they were negative, we would be like, "At least it's some people pushed it too far." But we would try to be like, "I'm sorry you feel that way." Like actually, treat people with kindness, and it did work. And I think he definitely did it in the Jake and Amir comments. And I bet there's some people that became fans of his, through that. And we didn't do it in the Wine TV comments. So there's no fans of his that became fans of ours. That's for
right.
sure.
And then during that time, he like was writing self-help books, or at least like how to kill it in business self-improvement books. And one of his first books was Crush It, about, and it's advice like this about how to do well online. So let's see this episode called Crush It, which I don't really remember, but let's see.
This is Jake and Amir. Welcome to the Thunder Show.
Not our intro.
Dang it.
Guys, what's up? I'm Gary Vaynerchuk, and Ricky hired me to help you guys explode College Humor's traffic.
Who are you?
It's funny, because this is so early in our web series, too. He's doing, like, it's like he's doing the smallest thing in the world. We're filming this, like, on our own. We must have been filming this on our own, like, Canons, right?
Well, it's still widescreen, so maybe it was a little further than that. But yeah, still not super high def.
Maybe so. And it's also funny because like now Gary owns like a media empire and we're us.
Yeah.
So like we're three people here that are on a similar trajectory and one guy skyrocketed to success.
Yeah. He's still kicking ass and crushing it. He took his advice and it worked.
To heart. Yeah.
I said, I'm Gary.
Okay. You want to see something impressive? Who's Ricky?
Okay.
I know the name. I know the name. I just can't put the face to
what
it.
What name?
I don't know the name. I don't know. Who are you?
Wait. Okay. Are you guys on Facebook?
Yeah. No.
Twitter?
No.
Ustream?
No.
Friendster?
No. Yes.
Are you guys active at all?
Sexually?
We use all those sites.
I'm not active, sexually or otherwise.
Okay, he's not talking about sex.
Actually, I am. You know, a healthy...
Why? He's talking about Ustream. Like, three of those things are still here. Facebook, Twitter, and then also Ustream.
Yeah.
Which, I guess, was swallowed up 11 years ago by another website.
Man.
But, yeah, I guess he's asking us if we fuck.
The low angle on this camera is really good. It looks nice. And I'm seeing that I think we must have been using better cameras. But we're all doing too much hand acting. Like, it keeps on coming into our face nonstop.
Yeah. And also, what are those are the chips in his frame? Are they like because he was eating or will that come back? Or do you think he was just happy to have snacks? Back.
They must. They're relevant. It's foreshadowing.
Love life really impacts the workplace.
Me and Jake f*** like rabbits, sir. Not each other.
And we don't do that.
All right, guys. Here's what we need to do to make college humor go huge. You need to hustle, crush it, and go big.
Those all kind of sound like the same thing.
They're not. Hustle is to crush it.
Wasn't crush it the same
thing? Now you understand him.
Go big.
Then the third thing was...
Crush it.
Crush it. See, this is... Now you're speaking my language.
Thank you, comprende.
Comprende.
Jake, the number...
So that's what I used to call you, right? As a friend, yeah. I said comprende. Okay, mm-hmm. All right. So the universe is sort of expanding here. Also, it's nice that he was able to sort of make fun of himself a little bit.
Definitely.
One thing is to respect your coworker. It's family.
It's family.
You guys are friends, right?
Yes, best.
Maybe.
Take Amir to a water park, an arcade, a picnic.
I've always said that. You should take me to a water park, an arcade, and a picnic.
You have always said. This is us at our worst acting, I think. He's better than us.
And he's not a comic actor at all. He's just a motivational wine enthusiast, and he's doing great. And we're sort of flubbing our way through it.
We're like phoning it in a little bit. All right.
I think it was always...
One day, please.
It was always a little shameful to like act in front of strangers. Like, I didn't like having other people in the office when we were acting like idiots. And I definitely didn't like to like... ask somebody who is more successful than we are to sit across from us and pretend to play somebody in this universe. So maybe I was a little embarrassed.
Yeah, I think, because it was like our like world was so dense, and then like somebody coming in for the first time, they're never going to catch up on all the inside jokes. I feel like you really had to be part of the joke. You had to like make your own joke and then expand on like... Rick Fox doing the egg stuff is that's perfect guest star stuff. And I never felt weird acting opposite Rick.
Yeah. He was able to join and expand and be better than us, just like Gary did.
Mm-hmm. Amir's cousin, LaRon, runs a laser tag in Queens.
Yes.
Why don't you guys go up there and laser it up?
For once.
How is that going to help traffic?
You're obsessed with traffic.
Jake, Amir is right. Don't worry about the traffic. Become best friends, family, and it will all work itself out. Or not.
So you're saying it's a good idea for the site if me and Amir go to your favorite clothing store, Talbots, and we get just matching pajamas.
Dude, now you're getting it.
I am. I think I'm really getting it. Ricky didn't hire you. Amir hired you.
He's gone.
Now he's under the table.
No. Oh, no, I can't see him.
Right there. You're waving him down.
I'm not. Stretching my wrist. Where are you going? What about the water park?
The Doritos never come into play.
No, he was just eating the snacks. Yeah. And that kind of was a Rick Fox / Ben Schwartz prequel, a spiritual prequel, because it's a guy that I hire to try to get us closer to each other. So I think this was before Ben, right?
No. Could it have been?
It could have been.
I don't think so.
Or at least right after the first one.
We shot the Bang Bus episode. Or wait, no. It was just, oh yeah, wait. Ben's first episode with us, he's wearing a Bang Bus shirt. And I think it's shot on our Canon cameras. And that one was shot with real cameras. So I think This was after.
Right. But it was very Ben adjacent, where it's like, who's this random guy that you sort of hire to bring us closer together?
I guess we used that that way to insert a character many times. It was always someone that we hired to be there. There's no other reason for us to cross paths with anybody. And then, have to pay.
Poorly hiding was also very Rick Fox, where like he hides behind a tree or Gary hides under a desk. We're always reusing the same tropes. Okay, a few years later, let's see if we got better with these guest episodes. We were able to use a hot dog eating champion Kobayashi because his manager was a fan of College Humor and wanted to know if he could put Kobayashi in like one of the videos, and Ricky again just recommended putting him in a Jake and Amir video.
Yeah. It's funny, which, like, the crazy thing is though that like that's the same reason that Rick Fox became part of the Jake and Amir universe. He knew Ricky.
Right.
He asked if he could be in a video, and then he was in like many videos. So that could have easily been Kobayashi, except it fizzled out.
All right, let's watch the Kobayashi video.
All right, mate. You said
you could do a British accent.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Get up! Get
what?
Up right
I'm
now.
Having a shit day.
Own desk, dude. Oh, you farted!
Jesus! Somebody forgot to take their douchebag.
There you have it. We're both wearing two shirts and we are farting on each other. Yeah. Yes.
Henley's, it's February. You know it's cold out there. Our hair is matted down. We were wearing hats. But that's a good intro. I don't care what happens the rest of this episode. That is a good 15-second bit. You want to sit down on my lap because you're having a sad day. I make you leave. You fart on me on your way out. Oh, good stuff.
Pills today?
That would make me not a douchebag.
What?
If I forgot to take douchebag pills, then I wouldn't be a douchebag.
Exactly.
What?
What?
Dude, stop talking to me. For the rest of the day.
I'll tell you why I had a shit day, but you gotta promise not to tell anyone.
That makes me want to know less.
So, here I am, crashing a quinceañera like my name was Martin. All of a sudden, I lift up a cake and pop goes my weasel.
Hey, do me a favor, man.
We are now a third of the way through this episode and Kobayashi's not in it at all.
Kobayashi's not there. Pop goes my weasel.
Nor do I know how we get there. So far, my imagine, dick yeah. popped out. Is that what I mean? At a quinceañera?
I think you pull your back.
Back massage. No, foot massage. Head massage. What kind of massage do you want? Neck massage? Shin massage? Calf massage? I mean, that's kind of a weird massage, but I could probably do it.
They'd all be weird massages.
Yeah!
Yeah! What? Just fast forward to the end of the story, okay? I don't have time for you to tell a 3-minute story that just ends in me feeling more sorry for you than I already do.
Fine! So Kobayashi follows me here and I owe him a lunch.
Kobayashi?
Did I stutter?
Yes.
A lot, yeah.
Kobayashi, like the hot dog eating guy?
He holds the world record for Twinkies and wings too, but yeah, he's...
So that's actually a pretty good insertion of a character, I think.
Yeah.
He's just the end. Like, we've established the long, crazy story episodes at this point.
Right.
So Kobayashi's entry point into the series is that he's part of an insane story, which actually makes sense because there's no, like, rational reason why he'd be involved. Like, one of these ends with, like, a Thai chef holding a dead duck and yelling at you.
Right.
And in this one, it's just, like, it ends with Kobayashi, you owing him a favor or something.
That's correct.
Or like your dad hitting you and making you a grilled jizz sandwich.
That's right.
It's all nonsense, but now we actually have someone who can bring truth to the story, which
that's right.
So far I'm into. Okay.
Speak all right. truth like to it. Hot dogs. All right, let's see.
Mm-hmm. In the kitchen and I have to force feed him 20 hot dogs for lunch. How do you think that makes me feel? So I go pick up the frozen dogs and pop goes my weasel again.
So he's in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I can just walk into the kitchen right now and see world record holder Kobayashi sitting there waiting for you to feed him hot dogs.
Yeah. Well, if you trusted me, you don't even have to verify it with your eyes. You would just believe in your heart.
I see.
Real and you don't have
We're to... setting it up that it's not real.
Where are you going?
6 seconds later. Oh, why am I already there? Oh, this is so weird. I don't remember doing that.
Yeah.
This is really weird.
I had to fucking feed him a wet bun.
Oh, so you Good Lord. You remember that?
No, I don't remember feeding him the bun. I thought for whatever reason it was like me and him against each other in a hot dog eating contest. Me shoving it into his mouth. He must have been close to biting my finger.
Yeah, you're not even looking.
All right, let's see.
I think even by your standards, we can agree that this is really weird, right? What do you want me to say? I'm sorry I doubted you.
Yeah.
I thought all your stories were lies.
Glasses. Yeah.
Especially this one.
Yeah.
Hey,
nice.
Sunglasses.
Oh, wow, you gave him a line.
Yeah, and he's wearing sunglasses too, so it's happening fast.
Smart.
This is pretty sweet, man. Can I feed him?
Make yourself big.
That's a bear.
Kobayashi, we attacked you. We had him for the day. We said, can I feed you a hot dog? And then you yell at Jake. And I need you to attack Jake with a hot dog. And he did.
Yeah, I had no recollection of being attacked by him, actually.
Yeah.
And so those are, I usually have a pretty good memory for something like that.
Two very different guest episodes, and like ones that sort of escaped. Like when people talk about our favorite guest episodes, they rarely come up with Kobayashi and Gary Vee. It's like usually like, oh, Rick Fox was in this or whoever was in that.
But yeah.
Yeah. So what did you ultimately make of those episodes? Would you say they were good examples of Jake and Amir's, bad examples? Were we sort of, were our hands tied?
The second episode was basically good, except we probably relied on Kobayashi a little bit too much at the end.
Oh,
it feels like there's some it feels like there's some writing for Kobayashi that we like had to do to butter them up. Like,
yeah.
Like that I'm impressed that he's there, that I want to meet him, that I'm excited. Like, it probably would have been funnier but worse for him if like I didn't give a shit about Kobayashi or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe I just continued to think it was weird. But anyway, I will say that I thought the first half of that episode was great. I think that like his appearance is pretty solid. And I don't know, it ends on a high note too. I think it's a B plus episode for something that had no business being good.
Yeah, I should say that these episodes make me uncomfortable not because the guests weren't good, but because I have this low level shame of acting like a fool in front of someone who clearly has no idea who we are. Like Kobayashi did not want to be in this episode. Like his manager just sold it to him and then he's like, all right, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And then like
he was doing, yeah,
he was doing us
a
favor.
A press run. He was on the press junket.
That's right.
And
so I feel a little embarrassed watching that. So I can't give these episodes too high of marks, but again,
right.
Gary and Kobayashi did great. It's more our performances that I thought were suffering. I'll give the Gary episode a C, Kobayashi a B-, because it certainly was loud and weird at the end.
Yeah, I liked it. I think the Kobayashi was a solid episode.
What would you give the Gary?
I mean, that was not even an episode. That's a D. And
a
it's all because of me. And yeah, it's because of me, not because of V. But yeah, that's a bad one.
That was it was sponsored content by Cheetos and Lay's. That's why we had to have three bags of chips prominently featured in his frame.
It's something that people go to lengths to avoid now, like shooting logos. We were just like, oh yeah, yeah, I know. Let's put make sure we get the fucking chips in it.
All right, let us know if there's any other random guest stars that have escaped our memory over the last 10, 12, 15 years. I'm sure there's people we're totally forgetting, much like Kobayashi.
Yeah, we should be watching more episodes that make us feel uncomfortable. That's what I want to do. So sound off, let us know.
Or why don't we watch some classics again? Either way, let us know what we should be watching. We want to hear from you. Thank you so much for watching. Of course, we'll be back next week. Toda, namaste. And happy hot dog eating.
Whoa, whoa.
Just let me sit here for one second, okay? I've had a shit day.
Ah!